Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Debs Garms. Batting second. The center fielder, Johnny Hopp. Batting third. The first baseman, Ray Sanders. Batting fourth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Danny Littlewiller. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Marty Marion. Batting seventh. The third baseman, John Antonelli. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Emil Verbin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Trotter. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bill Trotter. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Hughes. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Frank Sicori. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dewey Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Lynn. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Red Lynn. And now, play ball. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sanders for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hopp. Heck reaches second base with a double. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes bunts towards the mound. Trotter fields it and throws to first for the out. Heck moves to third. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sanders scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cavaretta for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sanders scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nicholson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Littlewiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlewiller hits a line drive towards short. Hughes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion hits a line drive towards short. Hughes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a fly ball into center field. Hopp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Sicori is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sicori hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Dewey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Redlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sanders settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Cooper and he is safe. Williams steals second. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-0 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Antonelli fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. John Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Trotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotter strikes out. Two outs. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0-for-1 in the game. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Verbin. Cavaretta moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-1 in the game. Pafko bunts for an out with unknown description. Cavaretta moves to third. Nicholson moves to second. One out. Frank Sicori is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sicori is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sicori is walked intentionally. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Littwiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cavaretta scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Cubs. Dewey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 0-for-1 in the game. Hop takes first base on ball 4. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanders hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hop. The throw from Williams and he is safe. Pop steals second. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hop scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Danny Littlewiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlewiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Littlewiller hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Pavko fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Pavko. Cooper goes all the way around to score. Littlewiller moves to third. It's 3-2, Cubs. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 0 for 1 in the game. Marion hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Antonelli hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Red Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion misplays the ball. That's an error on Marion. Hack moves to second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hop. Cavaretta reaches second base with a double. Hack scores. Hughes goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Cubs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson is walked intentionally. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 0 for 1 in the game. Pavko hits a fly ball into right field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Sicori is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sicori is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sicori hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 8-2, Cubs. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive towards third. Antonelli reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0 for 1 in the game. Verbin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Verbin for the out. One out. Augie Bergamo pinch hits for Bill Trotter. Augie Bergamo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergamo strikes out. Two outs. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0 for 2 in the game. Garms takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hop hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-4, Cubs. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0 for 2 in the game. Sanders hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Cardinals 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bud Byerly now pitching. Dewey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. One out. Red Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Hack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lynn moves to third. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hack moves to second. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hughes takes first base on ball 4. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lynn scores. Hack moves to third. Two outs. It's 9-4, Cubs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson hits a line drive into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Littwiller hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-5, Cubs. Paul Erickson now pitching. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 0-for-2 in the game. Marion takes first base on ball 4. John Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Marion moves to second. John Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Antonelli strikes out. One out. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0-for-2 in the game. Verbin hits a line drive towards first. Cavaretta catches it and throws to second to double up Marion. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Cardinals 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-2 in the game. Pafko hits a pop-up towards third. Antonelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Sicori is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sicori is 2-for-2 in the game, with two home runs and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Sicori hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verbin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dewey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Paul Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Fallon pinch hits for Bud Byerly. George Fallon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fallon takes first base on ball 4. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Garms strikes out. 1 out. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hop hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fallon moves to second. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sanders hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Cardinals 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Freddie Schmidt now pitching. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. Hack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hughes strikes out. 2 outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Cavaretta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Littwiller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Marion hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. John Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Antonelli strikes out. 2 outs. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0 for 3 in the game. Verbin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Cardinals 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Nicholson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 3 in the game. Pafko hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Frank Sicori is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sicori is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Sicori hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken O'Day pinch hits for Freddie Schmidt. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pepper Martin pinch runs for Ken O'Day. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Garms hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Martin moves to second. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hop hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sanders hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and St. Louis Cardinals, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.